The State Board of Higher Education has approved what will be the initial contract for new presidents in the university system. But the board removed a provision that new presidents would be eligible to receive up to a 25% bonus for meeting certain goals. That provision caused a lot of discussion at the Thursday board meeting. The faculty representative, Dickinson State University professor Deborah Dragseth, told the board,
"I did get a very strong feeling from the faculty that this would very negatively impact, the words were, kill morale by bonusing executives when faculty and staff haven't gotten raises for, significant raises for at least 2 years."
Board member Casey Ryan had originally supported an idea to reduce the 25% to 15%. But he later moved to remove that language from the proposed contract entirely. Ryan said the matter needs more discussion.
"I get it. I get it from both sides. I think when people read it, it's apparent that they think they're going to get 15% no matter what. It's not going to happen that way. But I think with all the controversy and the fact that we need to move ahead, my amendment is, as I stated, to remove that one sentence."
Board member Dan Traynor originally made that suggestion for the bonus. He did vote for Ryan's motion, but he told the board,
"I'm going to vote for this because it's important that we have a contract, but I think the board is making a mistake in not keeping up with what other states are doing in trying to keep and attract college presidents. And performance bonuses are part of that toolbox that other systems are using that we need to start adopting."
The new contract will first come into play when the new UND president is hired. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.